Yeah, so it turns out you're treating your most important page on your website like
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it.
What is up, super friends and action takers? Kate Doster here of katedoster.com, and I am super excited, as always, for this episode of the Inbox Besties podcast. And today, we're talking about the most important page on your whole website that is super neglected, that you're paying no attention to, that is causing you to not only lose out for fans for life, for followers, and for sales, but just... It just saddens me, the atrocities that are happening on this particular page. Now, you might be thinking, oh, it's my sales page or my work with me page, or maybe you read a couple articles and you're like, oh, it's totally the about page. And I want you to go ahead and just mull it over for a while we go ahead and thank our sponsors over at Audible. So if you have not done so already, please, please, please make sure you go ahead and click on the link in the show notes. Just go ahead and hit the old cover art and go to katedoster.com/freebook so you can kick off your free 30-day trial and download a free ebook of your choice. Now, they have roughly a gajillion ebooks, and I've totally been nerding out on Vlog Like a Boss by Amy Schmidhauer. I just love her, and it feels like we're having a conversation all the time. And Profit First, a little bit more of a harder read, but it's ridiculous. But one of my personal favorites that I love, because I'm nerdy and like into psychology, is actually Made to Stick. And it's basically like how ideas go viral, and really it helps you like finesse your writing so you can edit in the awesome later on, as we always talk about. So head on over to katedoster.com/freebook and go ahead and download it now. So guys, what is your final answer? If you're thinking about page, you're wrong. Now, don't get me wrong here, guys. I mean, most people do write their about pages wrong, and perhaps we'll have another episode later about that, because your about page isn't really about you. A little bit about your story, but mainly about your people. I know this is funny coming from someone who got paid thousands of dollars to write them as a copywriter. And it's not even your sales page, because your sales page, I know that you're focusing time and energy on them. I know you're working on design. You know, you're constantly going in and critiquing them, you know, testing headlines, adding testimonials, you know, adding pictures to see if things work better. So we all know that that's not one that you're just sort of neglecting and just throwing up and be like, eh, whatever. The page, especially if you are a personal brand or an expert or a blogger or a course creator, you sell digital products, a freelancer, pro blogger, is your freebies thank you page. Now, a freebie, also called a lead magnet or an opt-in gift, is that free piece of content that you give when somebody hands over their email address. But if you go ahead to your email service provider, if all that sounds like mumbo jumbo, go and listen to episode number 2 of Inbox Besties podcast, Jargon Soup. There's a link in the show notes. You're going to find that the open rate for that is not the whole 100% that you assumed it would be. Now, maybe you are among the, you know, 1% of the 1%, and you have higher than 95% open rate, in which case, awesome, dude. But usually most people fall somewhere into that 90 to sort of 80% range. If you're getting anything lower than that, especially anything lower than 75, we gotta talk. So what that means is that someone who is a potential subscriber, a fan, a potential customer, this is kind of how their journey looks. Maybe they read a Facebook ad and hit on your landing page, which the landing page is where you actually ask people for their info, and we'll have a whole nother episode about landing pages coming up in the future. And they're like, you know what? I want to know what this person's got to give. Or maybe they read a really juicy blog post and you had a little opt-in form on there, and they're like, yeah, like I totally want this guy's 5-day course on how to rock out Pinterest or drink more water. So they sign up for it. The only thing that we can guarantee that they actually see from that point on is that thank you page. We cannot force their Gmail account open. The only thing we can do is actually think to ourselves, all right, so I know that somebody either saw my ad or read my content or watched one of my videos. They like my stuff. They like what I said in my landing page. How can I guarantee that I bought them to them, to me for life, and eventually pop open their wallets? So what exactly do you include on this thank you page, since it's really honestly the only part of your funnel post getting email address that we can guarantee that people actually see? Because again, we can't force them to open our emails, even if we have a fantastic welcome series or funnel sequence. So what you put on your thank you page depends on your current 30, 90, or 60 day goal. Now, I have tried my darndest to work out things for the quarter. I'm a student of Todd Herman's, and I'm working on it as someone who's a shoot from the hip, ultra creative type. But I know that I can at least plan out 30 days, and I've almost totally dipped my toes into 60 days. And I just need to ask myself, what is my main goal? So this is what dictates what you're going to put on your thank you page. If your main goal for the next 30 days is to say, grow your Facebook group, because that's where you know you get a lot of engagement, that's where a lot of your customers have come from, your fans for life, well then on your thank you page, you're going to tell them to sign up for your Facebook group. And you're going to sit down and sell the free on this page. Why should they join this Facebook group? Especially if you're in an oversaturated niche like I am with online marketers, you can't spit in Facebook land without stumbling across another entrepreneurial or blogger group. So you need to tell them, is there free coaching? What are they going to be able to prevent? Why should they join this? And add the sentence so that after everything, and really dive deep here. So that could be option number one for your thank you page. You tell them at the very, very top, like, sweet, your free gift is heading toward your inbox. While you're waiting, make sure you, and then go here. Or here's something else that you might be interested in. And this is sort of like one of those key little like trip sentences, like kind of is a little bridge. And it's getting them from, yes, what you wanted is happening, but you also need to check this out. Now, maybe your goal is that you are going to be launching something soon, whether it is a group project, whether it is a course. All you know is that in the next month or so, something big is going to happen. Well, in that case, you might want to think about encouraging people to share your landing page and help you spread the word. Now, this can be something as simple as saying, thank you so much. It's heading towards your inbox. Here's what you need to do next. One, click this button and share with a friend who needs it. Two, go to your inbox. Three, jump for joy. Now, that's just like a really off the cuff, off the top of my head, how you would do this. So ways that you can help people share, you can have click to tweet, and I'll go ahead and I'll put a link for the show notes in that. You can check out something called Smart Bribe. Now, I got in on the beta version of this. It's by our good old crushes over at Video Fruit. And what it does is when somebody actually shares that landing page for your freebie or tells their friends about it, it will actually unlock free content. Maybe you want something like Up Viral. Now I'm going to put a link to that as well, where again, it's very similar, as in if people actually share it and then people download it, it unlocks some type of special bonus. Maybe you have a discount code, but you really control what people can unlock by sharing. Now, if all that technology is like, oh my goodness, like I can't, or if the pricing for that is out of your range, just know that you don't have to offer anything extra for someone to share. Sometimes if a lot of people see that button, they'll just go ahead and do it. So keep that in mind. And the third way that you can utilize this thank you page, and you can't do all of them at once, guys, which is why you got to pick one and go with it. And then remember, the internet is like not in concrete. You can change your thank you page after when your goals change. And that is to proposition an easy yes offer. Now, all of my students from the One Click Funnels course is like, oh, I knew this was coming. So what an easy yes offer is, or an intro offer, some people call it a tripwire, is basically a low price but value soaked offer that you are going to make on that thank you page. So for example, if you head over to katedoster.com/ join at the time of this recording on that thank you page, I will actually give you a ginormous discount off of my course, One Click Funnels. Now, for most people, when they're first starting out, and depending on what all their other offerings are priced at, they usually don't need to have something as full-fledged as this mini course that is like four modules, is fleshed out, there's handouts. It can be a something simple as maybe a planner or a list of resources, something of that nature. Because what it is it's helping people really see that your paid stuff is just as good as your free stuff. It's helping them take away the edge of, oh my goodness, like, I don't want to spend like, you know, $49 or $1,000 or $5,000 on some schmo. I want to actually see what they got first. So that's why I really love this Easy Yes offer. Now, if you're like, I don't do discounts, that's not going to work, I still want you to think about even doing a little video propositioning your Easy Yes offer at its everyday price. So say you have something that is always $29 that you've created. Well, then on the thank you page, you can be like, and here's something else I know that you would be interested in. And then you go ahead and you talk about it. So the key here when you are propositioning your Easy Yes offer is to make sure that's very congruent with your freebie. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, I don't know, like, I kind of want to offer something on my thank you page, but like, I don't want people to unsubscribe. Like, I'm not really quite sure. I'm going to ask you to head on over to katedoster.com/1CF, especially if you have those gremlins that are like, is someone actually going to buy this? Like, I don't really have a lot of results. And I just like, I don't really know if I can make this work. Head on over to katedoster.com/1CF. And when you're due, you will be landing on my awesome program, One Click Funnels, where I teach you click by click and step by step how to not only create, find an idea if you don't have one for your Easy Yes offer, but actually put it into a payment provider and be able to send it out. And of course, like, I don't end there, guys. I actually give you like word for word scripts and templates that you can use to create this actual thank you page / sales page. Because what's really awesome is you can just kind of take off the half, the top half of it, and bingo, bango, yeah, totally have a sales page for your, you know, anywhere from $7 to $29 offer for your Easy Yes one, guys. Now, I am so excited about this program. I absolutely love it. We've actually got 5 bonuses. I won't go into all of them quite here, but if you're like, okay, I totally offer, you know, some type of passive income product or a little course or something, but no one's joining my email list or I don't have any people going to my website, don't worry, because we have a bonus all about ways that you can for free grow your email list with targeted people, meaning they're actually people who care about your thing and want to hear from you and would be like, oh my goodness, I would love to get a course that's valued at $100 for $7. Like, take my money. So that is it. We're just going to wrap it on up in a little bow, my little inbox besties. And that is, you need to be thinking about what is on your thank you page for right after someone signs up for your free gift. So your options are, if you have a giant launch that's coming and you just want to spread the word, ask people to share. You can use something like that Up Viral or Smart Bribe, or you can just have a clip of your tweet that says, hey, tell your friends about it. 2, if you are looking to grow your Facebook group because that's your main goal, because you nurture people there, you're looking for the social proof, tell people to join your Facebook group and why they should and how it's going to help them get to their goal even faster. Or 3, if you are looking to build buyers, if you are looking to get a little extra income, I mean, I make sales every single day from this and this is fantastic, and really sort of start your customer journey off right, then go ahead and offer some type of Easy Yes offer, either at a steep discount from how you normally have it on your website, or you can just offer it in general, just let people know about it, because that's the only page that we know that they're actually going to read. And what I have found, even myself, when I know better, is some people do not even know about all of the programs that I offer. And if you need a little more help on that, you can always head on over to katedoster.com/1CF, or click that cover art, because there's a link in the show notes, y'all. And I will see you guys next time.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free, value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review. Before you leave, I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.